up. I'm here. So, yeah, we put this stuff on so that we have some record of the whole thing, what is it that we are going to say. And, the whole idea here is also put the lapel on.
Yep.
So the whole idea of this meeting is that it's not me who will be talking. So there will be a boring, there will be definitely boring meeting.
So Joel is going to talk.
So actually the reason why we got together is that it's about the time to A, make sure that when Petra leaves us, I'm afraid it may happen, right?
I mean,
it didn't change your mind yet. Or your girlfriend didn't change your mind. So that whatever he's been doing is not forgotten, and then people can stay on his shoulders, and I hope that he won't get out entirely out of this problem, but still we need to continue on this. Yeah. So I think Joel is my main hope, that he's going to pick up the keyword spotting and some of these ideas, and also the reason why Motlicek is here is that Joel is also getting interested in all four models of the temporal envelope. And of course Petr Fonsek knows a lot about it, but
from different point of view, but
from different point of view, Motlicek is working mainly on speech coding, and So this is, I guess this is it. So I guess that really you should be talking more than anybody else because you should be asking questions.
Right.
So what is it that you need to know? And
maybe just tell us what you know already about, I don't know, how far you are with this features or...
So basically I started reading about the features that's taking the long temporal and time frame, it's traps.
Yeah.
And tandem...
So he knows, something like that.
So then I also started with, there was a paper on fitting an AR model to the DCT of a signal. Started with that and slowly getting used to the stuff.
To the DCT?
Yeah.
That's what Christos was doing.
Paper by Dan
right.
Oh, that's how it started, exactly, because that was Mario Sapineos. And then Alice, they had a paper, I believe it was not ASRU. I guess ASRU or something, right? It was ASRU
3.
But that was the time when they weren't using very long segments.
Yeah, okay.
It was like 50 milliseconds or something that they were playing with at the time. You know? So then the story was that at Mario's presented that at some meeting, and we realized, oh, that might be a cute thing for estimating spectral energies, because that's what we want, and the way we are doing it is, I think it works, but it's a little bit inelegant. Somehow stupid to first do the frame by based estimate, and then you get stick to 100 hertz sampling, 10 millisecond sampling or something, and then you just pick up the trajectory. So Marius was here for half a year, also maybe, or even more, and started work with Petr was just came, so we were working a little bit together. Mainly Marius was programming in MATLAB, and Petr was putting it into.
Yeah, I just rewrote it in C++.
But then we were hoping to pick up on that a little bit more, and we did, right? You did a little bit of work.
Well, we tried many knobs to tune on that, because you can decide what compression factor and everything. So I tried a little bit, like pick maybe three knobs and try to go through the 3D cage to see what happens in which kind of settings. So this we did, but...
And we never published that anywhere, right?
We didn't, because there was still a question that I don't remember right now. Because there was some essential question. I don't remember. I would have to look at it. And because before we could write anything, I would have to be sure that something is right there. I couldn't be sure about it at the time, so. And anyway, it takes time, this computation, it's very inefficient. It takes like 100 times more than computing some MSVCs computing these features, because it's a huge DCT, huge FST everywhere.
Yeah. We were also doing the silly thing that we were stepping it by 10 milliseconds, right?
Yeah, there was no optimization. We just stick to the trap. We wanted to make as close to trap as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It was silly, but that you have
it
to start somewhere.
Start, yeah.
So then I continued with another papers that you're mentioning, NP-trap. So just moving around with that idea. And also the main idea today why I told maybe is like if you can list down what all things are there to be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
then one by one, because finally if I find that you have something else, maybe to list down the things other than what I've already taken from you.
Okay.
And also to discuss the other thing.
So well, last time we were talking about what? About Gaussians, you have the Gaussians running somehow, like feature extraction,
feature extraction,
and then the
tandem training
also. So you are able to train the net now.
So you may be the only one in the whole world now, because Chipang is gone, and Barry is gone. So Morgan was joking.
They are gone from ICSI?
Nobody from ICSI. They are gone from ICSI. Chipang went to TI, and Barry is at Lawrence Livermore Lab. He basically got a job. He graduated.
Yeah,
so he'll be working on things which he cannot talk about. He can't say it on the microphone here. it's classified, what typically is. And so Morgan was only half joking. Somebody was asking him something. There was Matthew, and he said, "Well, probably we'll be coming to ask you because nobody really knows him at ICSI." So please take.
Who is the one who is now developing the QuickNet and these things, the MLP4 and these things?
Well, nobody. That was Barry, and now it's closest.
It
actually, Berno is doing a lot of that. Now they picked up
the
software and they play with these four-layer nets. So it might
see.
Be that Berno will be soon an ultimate expert on.
Well, still,
thing.
We have the experts who made the software right here, you know, Olivier.
Which software? No,
QuickNet.
QuickNet was done, QuickNet itself was done actually a long time ago, Alexei.
Olivier make it run on these machines and make the cross the 2G barrier here at the GitHub because we couldn't do something, I don't know what. But he is good at QuickNet.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have to treat him well.
Now I have the feature extraction part where I can get the phoneme posteriors generated through the neural net.
Great.
So then I think
you just miss the backend, which is easy because it's HDK,
yeah.
It's everyone knows.
Yeah, but HDK through for some other task I have run HDK. So
okay.
I have the general feel, but maybe I can take the entire setup from you and run it once on my listing to have
it. Yeah, okay. And you just need from us to hear what are the other front ends and other features to choose, I think.
Yeah, basically. So then I think I can share what I can have read down there.
Well, the whole idea then is that you start playing with it, right?
Yeah.
And you...
Yes.
Yeah.
Then. Okay, so what are we doing? Should I list it or...?
Maybe that might be the...
First is the feature extraction that we have already taken, then the backend for that.
Uh-huh.
Then
well,
yeah.
Like I distinguish between feature extraction and the MLP because you feed something to the MLP which handles the waves.
Okay.
That's what I call it. And then the backend.
Yeah.
But okay. So what I have here, what I've been working on since I was here was MFC CPLP, which is always needed for comparison purposes.
Yeah.
Then traps with Warrior's Lens, and also you know traps now.
Yeah, traps I know, but with various?
With various lens.
Okay, length.
We were trying to start from the ultimate length of one frame up to 1 second or even more, but it was to this. Also, then we applied the DCT on the trap itself, which is from something like the Gaussians, applying some filtering basically the trap. So this is mainly Fanta who was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is related to traps. I was also trying warping.
Okay.
Means if you have a second which is 101 samples, I was just keeping the central 10 samples, and then I was throwing away some of them, you know, like resampling this 1 second of the trap to something which I preserved all the points in the center and just picked every 10th point at the boundaries,
mm-hmm.
which means the trap 101 trap trajectory shrank to say 15 points,
okay.
with still preserving the maximum resolution at the center and throwing away most of the points near the boundary. So this I was trying. So this I have some results on. So these are traps, then the Gauss traps.
Okay.
Then tandem system.
Okay.
The tandem you plus minus have because that's just the PLPs.
Okay.
And then there is a training with MLP.
Okay.
It's taking some context of these PLP coefficients.
Uh-huh.
So it's like feeding PLPs or MLPs,
mm-hmm.
whatever, to MLP and taking some context. This is the tandem. So this setup we also have here.
Okay.
I didn't experiment with this, but maybe in some more results, it's Hemant who has the results on tandem, I guess.
Okay.
No?
He used to have before he lost all
of it.
He will have it again.
We shouldn't smile.
Most important results are already in the thesis he's writing. So it's there somewhere. So this is tandem. Then what? And then there is the FGLP. Then we can talk more about.
Yeah,
which I have more experiments on. Also this warping and compressions and all these things.
Right.
So compression basically you are looking at.
Yeah, but I'm using that for a different reason, right? So it's a speech coding. So what is the task is usually just take the speech, of course, somehow to encode it into as small number of bits as possible and with a reasonable quality, of course, and again to decode it.
Okay.
And I'm using FDLP for that, still playing with more or less 1 second long segment, so just dividing the speech into 1 second frames,
okay.
doing DCT, it's just the standard work, and then doing some compression and computation. But you're doing the same, no?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah. You take the DCT and you just divide it into several subbands, frequency bands, with a different.
By the way, you don't do the overlap on the subbands, no?
I do. You mean
you don't do the overlap on the time domain?
No.
Yeah.
I don't do.
Okay, so that's the difference.
For compression, you're basically.
Yeah, just 1 second without overlapping. But in frequency domain, there is overlap because you can choose which filters you want, more or less, or just trajectories of those bands. So there is overlapping. I'm using those Gaussian filters or classical, those trapezoidal, like in MSCCs, right? And then processing each, PLPs. Okay, triangulars, that one. Then I'm doing independent processing of each frequency band.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm computing that Hilbert envelope, which is just the envelope of some temporal trajectory. And more or less you can divide this into a Hilbert envelope, Hilbert carrier, which is something like LP, a linear prediction envelope,
mm-hmm.
autoregressive model, and excitation signal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are two parts or items you need somehow to encode if you want again to get original speech or reasonable quality.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some compression factor, which is again when you're computing that autoregressive model
mm-hmm.
from FDLP, you can compress the spectrum somehow in such a way that you rather preserve those even also those dips, not only peaks.
Mm-hmm.
In the spectrum, and it sounds better for some kind of speech signals.
Okay.
I don't know more than I do.
he's new. He's
so it's kind of logarithm when you use logarithm for MSCCs, right? So it's again compression factor, something like that. And but then you have to uncompress it again,
mm-hmm.
of course, to get back the speech. And there are other things which I'm doing, but it's not related to speech recognition so much. Or
But
but
certainly when it comes to like the overall modeling of temporal trajectories, even Professor Fossek is not here, you probably know a lot about it by now.
well,
Well, what?
No, that approximating Hilbert
right,
envelope by
right.
overall model.
What?
FDLP.
Well,
Because you are not here, that
yeah,
Professor Fossek
sure, I know.
knows
I
a
mean,
lot about it.
it's more or less the same approach, right? There is
Yeah,
just
different
more,
application,
right,
different
right.
different software or
So,
something.
just in the speech synthesis or coding that
Yeah.
you're doing, did you try to play with the notes somewhere,
With
like
what?
many with I don't know, the compression number of bands and
Yeah,
whatever,
sure.
filter.
Number of bands and
What you were playing with and what are the results, like what to use
you know, that's the
as
problem for
reference
speech coding
case?
because I don't have results like in speech recognition.
Yeah,
So,
of course,
of course, I have to
you should
listen it
use well. I'm fine with them because
and well, so now what I'm using are 15 bands, which seems to me 15 frequency band, which seems to me quite reasonable. We can go down till like 12 and still okay, I would say. But then you start hearing difference. Or also, that's another problem. Once you can go down with frequency bands, then you will have much more complicated that let's say excitation signal or that carrier,
to
which
go down
yeah,
if you
because
make a broader band,
broader bands,
because
right?
when the band is narrow, that excitation is close, the carrier is close to sinusoid, basically, or
Yeah, might be
sinusoid.
like that. You know, so there is more and more frequency components, let's say, or something like that, in one
So
broadband.
you want to
So
say that the LPC is not able to fit it so that the residual was
no, LPC
easy?
will maybe, but then you have still another part, something like source and filter. So when you are doing speech cooling or
You may almost want to this in the
yeah.
whiteboard, I mean,
Yeah.
and that's why we have it here, right?
Why?
So that
Optimal is when you're going to displace
I don't know now. It's quite
displacement
long.
or not?
No, not above.
No, we
Well, I
are
mean, it's the same like when you are doing LP synthesis, right? So you've got source signal. I don't know, source.
I think you have to push it as much as possible because
Yeah.
it's there extremely.
And then there is some filter, which is that one divided by AZ. And that's it. And the source can be a noise signal, or it can be some sequence of what is that?
Pulses.
Pulses, right?
This is a standard
This
time
is,
domain
yeah.
LPI.
So, and it's more or less the same what I'm doing. So, this is some envelope, which is in our case related to Hilbert envelope. And this is a source signal, which is Hilbert carrier.
But since you are in a different domain, this is here you are in time domain, right? But
Right.
you are really in a frequency domain, so the lines turn into signs, right?
Right.
And you and since
Exactly. Yeah. So this is
yeah.
now going to be
So
frequency.
this spectrum is also line spectrum, right? I mean all components. So if you are in a frequency, your source looks like this.
Yeah, so more or less if
And
we can plot it. So what we can see is some Hilbert envelope like this, and then there is that Hilbert carrier. Or this is not Hilbert carrier, but this is the signal which we get from one frequency band. So you compute DCT, right? From
yeah, it's a
signal.
subband
Yeah, exactly.
time signal.
And what we get from that is this Hilbert envelope, right?
So you know that?
And the second, which should be that carrier, should be something like this. It's just really close to cosine, we might see, if you do it properly, right? And this is what you also have to somehow transmit, or at least try to transmit, in order to
Yeah,
get.
this
I
is
was
where.
thinking the residual in LPC fit of the Hilbert envelope, not this. I was not thinking of this at all before.
Right.
That's recent. First, you have to encode this, then the LPC coefficients,
Right.
then the residual of the LPC
No, I don't
frequency
need
flag.
LPC. No.
This is like the residual flag.
This is a residual for me.
In the whatever
This is the residual.
Yeah, I just want to transmit this signal, right? It's
Yeah.
and what you need is this envelope and this one carrier. And you again get the same signal, this shape.
Okay.
Doing IDCT,
The
putting
biggest
everything
problem
together.
currently is that the carrier is actually not cosine, but
Right,
something
if
a
you
bit more
take a look, for example,
of
for us,
interest.
if you have a very good music signal, which is very periodic. You can really see something like there is one peak
And the frequency doesn't change over the
and
over during
frequency
the
more or
whole
less doesn't
period.
change. It's related to that frequency of the broadband or of code. If you have those filters which are wider and wider, this is that center frequency which is somehow related to this one. So then you can transmit
So the
just
broader bands do what on the picture?
it's worse and worse. Then you don't see anything like cosine, but
Fortunately, because of properties of hearing, more or less, for the higher bands, if you put in just some garbage, some noise, it doesn't really matter all that much. Well, sounds a little bit worse, but it's not that big tragedy.
Right.
Really, if you want to do a good voice speech, you want to get the lower bands. And if you put in noise altogether,
Everywhere.
it sounds like a whispered speech.
It sounds like
Understand perfectly.
LPC when you excited by noise. It's better, I would say. Better quality. Definitely better quality. It's lower bitrate, but there's a problem,
Now we
Sassoon.
have to kill them both because, I mean, we gave all the secrets away.
So. Yeah,
This
sure.
is going to.
Any objective measure you use for
Objective measure, well, it was some those distances, spectral distances. Well, it didn't work so well, I mean.
If Motorola or Nokia gets hold of this tape, we are in trouble. Hopefully by then it will be protected and everything, right?
Or another specification, talk about confidential.
Listen, this is a science. I mean, it's a confidential to the extent that we are not publishing it yet. But we do, of course,
I
will. But we need to make sure that if Qualcomm has an interest, that he's funding the work, they have to have a chance to patent it or something. It's a lot of, this is not a public presentation,
Right.
so this is not even a problem.
Yeah, sure, I
The
see.
problem would be, but you know, nobody can beat Petr Motlíček anymore. I mean, if Nokia knows everything, if you sell it tomorrow, who did you work for? No, HP, they will take half a year before they will even realize what it is. And by then, so it's no problem. Okay, so that's
Okay, so there is a compromise between the lower bands, the worse stuff you just said, and the more bands, the more coefficients to transmit.
Right.
So
Yeah.
15 is about okay.
Yeah. Also, there are papers about that, that if you have like 12 frequency bands, it's somehow optimal.
Okay, so this, and then there is a compression module.
Compression is only to relate to somehow fit that Hilbert envelope to.
Get there.
So that you get, so
Yeah.
that you can model it actually.
Yeah, you can model it better. There is no echo or something like reverberance in the signal if you really go down with that compression factor to like 0.1, something like that.
Oh,
0.1.
compression. So what is
So.
the compression factor we are making here?
When you compress the effectively the what the signal which we are modeling,
Right.
and so then you get a fitted to compress
Sometimes
signal.
more.
Essentially, if you were in spectral domain, you would compress the power spectrum.
Yes.
Here you compress the what
Sub-band power spectrum.
VCP of the signal,
Right.
right?
And it's
And
still,
so
yeah.
then your predictor is fitting actually this compressed signal, but you know how much it was compressed, so you can always expand it back, so that you get a fit to the original thing, except that the fit is different, because basically this overall modeling has a different properties.
Yeah, you just preserve something different a little bit, let's
Yeah,
say,
you can
in
tell a little bit more
LSS.
about that. This is sort of old technique, which
Yeah, I think Hinek has got many papers or some papers about that,
That was
so.
my thesis, PhD
Yeah,
thesis actually.
and
There's no
LPC.
right?
I think I read it.
STLP was called Spectral Transformlinear Prediction. That was my first ICAS paper ever, in 1983, Boston. You guys were still in kindergarten.
Right, more or less.
But nobody was using it for anything, except it was cute, but that was about it. But now it seems like that is since what we are doing here, we are normal LPC is fitting peaks, right?
Yes.
But when you are modeling Hilbert envelope, you don't necessarily want to fit only peaks. you sometimes want to get a basically good estimate of the envelope. So that helps you, because in this spectral transform allows you to find the right balance between how well it fits peaks, how well it fits dips, and
right.
So I think that basically, I don't know what else, I mean, you should be asking questions, right?
Yeah.
So
one thing I wanted to know is a good literature on these lines.
Well, I think you can really take those papers from Marios about FDLP. That's really enough for me.
SAPA or how it's called?
SAPA, and then there are two papers. One is in SAPA, one is in the InterSpeech, and one was in the ASRU.
Yes.
From Virgin Islands.
What is SAPA?
SAPA was.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it stands for: statistic and something. Conceptual approaches. I was on the organizing committee, I
something. Just something, right.
Perceptual and statistics and perceptual approaches.
Approaches.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also reports from IDIAP, I think. At least two reports from Marios, seem to me.
But they are the same, right?
Yeah, they are more, they are
and
same.
Like also, is there is some more work actually can be traced down. I think the reading Les Atlases papers are very good, because Les Atlas is doing a lot of work on coding in this domain. He doesn't use all four models, but he uses DCT, and then he... And Les is an excellent guy. He's a very good very good theoretician. Mm-hmm. Basically, he's a Stanford guy, and really he likes to write
well. Yeah.
So he's very rigorous, as opposed to me, for instance.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you read that, then you know that there are no errors.
Sometimes it's unreadable, I would say.
Yeah,
it's quite difficult, but
so whatever you get hands on from Les Atlas for over past 5 years regarding this, 2 years ago, last year, on one of the ITES, he had like five papers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
various aspects of this, because
I think this year on InterSpeech, there was one paper, but it was regarded to speech recognition somehow.
Is that so?
It was not something like speech coding or that DCT transforms, nothing like that. So.
Also, I think before Marios left, he had actually left himself, but all the files are here.
Mm-hmm.
And also all the MATLAB implementations of these are here, and there is also one big table that he used
to fill in with all kinds of parameters.
Yeah, he was also playing with all these compression factors and lengths of the of that, and there is a big table in Excel.
He has all kinds of speech recognition results, right?
Yeah.
It was the first time you start using the cluster, I remember, or some parallel processing. There was a big thing here.
It took a huge amount of time. And he was the first one to realize that these guys are pretty slow to do these things.
Everybody hated him
so
temporarily,
right.
I remember.
put here the PMake environment, and he didn't stick to any cluster or anything. He just put PMake and ran it on all the machines here.
Uh-huh.
So at some point he was using all the available memory by any mistake, you know. So in the morning all the machines were just stuck. No one could ever.
Yeah, I remember Frank came to me and said, if everybody was computing like Marios, we would be all dead. That's the Frank, but I want everybody to compute like Marios.
Right.
So these results, because he was doing everything in MATLAB, so it was again 10 times more demanding than C++.
Maybe, yes, maybe not. It's hard to say. Now it's not so bad with that, if you rewrite it well.
But he did.
I think so.
Anyway, because in the code that I wrote, I was like playing also with if the matrix is sparse, I really don't use it all. I just multiply from here to here, from here to here.
Right,
my matrix, and then I just optimized it a bit. And also blast libraries and these things. Okay,
Whatever, that's not
Oh,
important.
it is important, you know what I mean. This is something which we never talk about, right? Like how much work that
Oh yeah,
actually
sure, it is
we
important for
did.
this case,
But
but
it's true is
still.
that the things sped up tremendously since I came. I mean, of course, partially because they started to buy some more hardware, but also some at least some people basically know how to
But there's
write
a
parts of
backend
programs.
recognizer which I will give you, which is turnaround of 18 minutes, or well,
Yeah, it's
from
fantastic.
11 to 15 minutes. Normally it would take
And
an
used to be
hour and a
today,
half.
yeah.
Yeah, no, not today. It was over 1 hour. It's just like 10 times less, maybe, or 5 to 10 times less. But still, you can 5 times more.
So do you already know where what is the situation with you? You go back to Prague for a while, and then did you get anything in France? I got some ideas, by the way.
Great. I have to talk to you about this. I don't know. I didn't write anything. I didn't even mail to Bessonetsky. I just talked to one girl there, which told me that he would be possibly able to find me a job there. Any job, like related maybe to field, but job, not anything, any research. So
It
if
would be a
nothing,
pity, right?
then I could be able to get a job somewhere.
So you don't die of hunger.
No, probably.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but
Yeah, that's not the idea.
yeah.
We'll try something. So, John, your main basically thing is, as I told you to, when we were walking, that whatever pattern there, that it doesn't die,
yeah.
But it carries, and obviously, we very much hope that you get into that and you get excited and you do more and or maybe even different things.
We hope that you
but,
find out that everything was wrong and that the potential
that
is
it
much
actually
bigger.
works. It's not that it
Right.
doesn't work.
No, but after you find out the bug, it will be that will be the Yeah. So we will send you the papers related.
Yeah, sure.
And I will point you to all the code which
Yes.
I have.
Yeah, well, regarding this FDLP.
Yes.
And
this is
yeah.
all on the
Yeah.
record, so if we
you
can hold him to his work.
Yes.
Actually, I can just now tell the locations of all the files and rewind.
Browse through the meeting.
So.
What are we doing time wise? Yeah, in half hour it's fine, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Any more things?
And you will be here until almost until end of.
Yeah, till 24. It's the Friday.
November?
November.
November.
It breaks my heart. It's just like I will just start teaching and then I will need an assistant.
It's not that this one is not better.
It hopefully it makes that they pay some extra.
What are you going to talk or to teach? It's just that perceptual
speech,
stuff and.
Well, it's actually a combination of really combination of two classes I was giving at OGI, which is like speech processing and perception, and so I try to put it together so that it makes some sense.
Do you already know how many students you have?
No,
no.
I should have at least four because this is a like. Graduate school. I have one, right?
Oh, it's
guaranteed.
graduate
I have
for
one
graduate.
guarantee that I don't know if anybody else is.
Well, I think Guillermo was thinking about him.
Two credits or total?
Sorry, I don't know. I don't know if it needs to be for credit or not. I don't know how much I like people without not taking it for credit because then they just sit there and having good time. But it's okay. No, no, it's okay.
Because in IS it's for. Credits and Guillermo is taking, I think.
Guillermo is taking, very good. And so I have already have at least two. And yeah, I probably get four.
Well, I would like to go there, but not just for credits, just maybe to hear something new.
It's possible, that's for sure. I mean, that's okay.
And last time it was, for me it was good, the course, from one special reason, because in the when there were the floods in Czechia, I lost all my papers from my school, all the exercise books, how to say this?
The notebooks.
All the notepads and everything. All notes from any courses. So I was remembering what I was learned, what I was taught at the time. So I have it now back partially. Because all the algorithms you were speaking about.
I didn't get into too many things actually. You know, the reason was that at the time we thought I was teaching with Elve, and we thought we have much more time, and suddenly we ran out of time basically because what happened was that it was supposed to be 3-hour lecture, it was only 2-hour lecture, and Elve assumed that it's going to run longer, or I don't know what he assumed, but suddenly he said, "Oh, so where are you?" I said, "Well, I'm just slowly getting into LPC." We have only 3 more lectures, and I have to teach HMM and everything. So the LPC part was like I had to do it in 1 hour. And then everybody was totally confused, I guess.
Also in the labs, the people didn't know anything about it, and they just followed the paper.
Yeah. Where was this? It was a DBFL. Yeah. Okay, guys, I think that unless somebody has still anything very important.
Not to me.
Yeah, but I can come.
Right, it's a little bit up to you. You have to bug this, especially better, because just to make sure that.
Yeah, but anyway, after I'm back, I'll be still on Skype and all these things, so no problem to contact me until. I don't know, May next year, so...
Do you think that it will be done by May? Is it done?
Well, I would like to. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, we made a mistake, I tell you. I think if I had to do it again, we made a mistake. We should have registered you here at EPFL. You would have had a degree by now from EPFL. Yeah, that was a mistake.
But I would have to study here for a long time, no?
3 years. You were here. How long you were here? 2 years?
Two years, yeah. I would have to stay one more. Well, it would be good reason for that now, if I have to stay.
Right.
So is she getting another position there, or what is that?
She has a good position because she's a friend who is starting a lab there. Everything
is good.
It's a great opportunity for her.
Yeah.
But the problem is that then she will go back and... family issues and for a girl it's always the pain because she has to break for some time, at least a little, but has to break, and in science it's not that easy.
I know,
to break.
Okay.
So in case I need something on this PLP
Oh, sure.
Otherwise I'm also much more available than I was. I mean, when you came it was just like one of the greatest times of this year. It's not that I was very productive, that I was doing anything useful, but it was like it's a little bit like writing pieces all the time, rewriting and make little changes. And
but I think definitely you are the best person in here related to availability of you. Because if I want to go to Herve, I probably call secretary.
many more people to take care of. Yeah.
There was no. Every time I came to you, you were available.
Typically, I try to be because you know, I mean, this is also my livelihood, right? So I'm sure that they need to know something. So feel free, basically, to stop by any time. It's not that I know everything, but I know. I think I sort of know a little bit, like what you guys were doing.
I think so.
Not every detail.
You know the core, which we don't remember anymore while programming.
You don't know why you are doing it.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
It's a good question sometime.
Ask my boss.
Okay, I think my mic is falling, so I think we go, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A ty bylo určitě na tisku nějakým způsobem?
Musím mít, no. Tím, že to.